Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoyed your long holiday weekend where you stuffed yourself to the absolute gills and watched a bunch of football, won a bunch of money. I'm sure you did if you're part of our Discord. Don't worry, we're going to get to that coming up. It's the Odd Shop. We are back. We, Lofi, Raza, Shander, the three of us, Chris is back producing. So we are all here with you. Well, let me ask a couple of things, right? Hit the thumbs up button, subscribe. Make sure you're part of this ever-growing community here, the fastest-growing sports betting community across the board. We've got this awesome promo that's ending Sunday at BetMGM. You've seen the three of us remind you about this countless times now at BetMGM. Don't worry, we're going to talk about that, the Discord, and a bunch of other things heading into this week. But gentlemen, it's been a couple of days, a little bit. I'm sure you missed me. I missed both of you as well. So let's look back, because we didn't have a chance to look ahead to last week, but let's just look back at the best and the worst of what happened.
Well, before we do, let's let the people know. Good to see you, fellas. We're doing things a little differently.
Yeah.
Mixing it up a little bit. Going with some segments, change up the game a little bit. You let us know, too, in the comments, what you like, what you don't like. This is a brand new show this season. We're doing everything we can to try and find the best fuel for it, the best flow for a show like this. So gonna mix things up a little bit here, Ben.
I'm excited for it. You know, obviously going game by game is great, but I think we can get into some of the different types of plays that people are putting out there. We're going to talk some parlays. We're going to talk some props, some live dogs, and everything in between.
All right, let's jump into it. Lofi, why don't you start again? We didn't have a show last week. We took off for the long Thanksgiving holiday. There was still plenty of football that happened both on Thanksgiving and the Sunday, Monday night that followed. So why don't you run through real quick, Ben, myself, before we look at this coming week, the good, the bad, the best, and the worst for you.
I mean, last week there were a couple spots to really feel good about. One I felt good about ended up not working out. That was the Seahawks. It could have. But that defense, Ben shaking his head, nodding his head in agreement. Yeah, he's been down on this Seahawks team all year. So we'll see. We'll see this week. That move from 4.5 to 7.5. Not
3.5, Lofi.
Was it 3.5 at one point?
That's when I got it and sent it to the Discord on 11/25. 3.5.
There you go. Yeah, I got him at 4.5, but there's not a lot of meat left on the bone. It's 7.5, I'll tell you that much. But the Jets was... Ooh. It really felt like an ultimate smash spot last week. It really did. I mean, you're talking about a team going up against Trevor Siemian, an offense that legitimately in Chicago doesn't have, if Justin Fields is out, that team is as anemic as they come. They're facing a top five defense in the league. And Mike White, not only is he not a downgrade from Zach Wilson, but he's a clear definitive upgrade. That was a spot that it was nice to see it play out the way it did, because there was no reason at home the Jets should have even come close to losing that game. And also, Panthers, Broncos are a terrible football team right now. Just, you know, the under in Broncos are 1-10 to the over this year. 10 of 11 games have gone under for the Broncos, and not just by a little bit. They're cruising under, and they're terrible. The defense is fed up with Russell Wilson. We saw him on the sideline. Jets and Panthers last week were the two spots that came through in a big way without a sink. I don't like to sweat. You guys, maybe you guys do.
No.
I prefer not to sweat. I like the game to be over at halftime.
I don't care if it's bets or to the 80s. I don't like to sweat, man.
You're right. Damn right.
I like to sweat.
Because you're an animal. You're a man.
Yeah, you're sadistic.
Not normal. Right.
No. I acknowledge that. I didn't. It was kind of an uneventful betting week. For me, I was most disappointed in the Falcons. Yes. I thought they had ample chances to win that game, certainly to cover that number. got down there. Washington made the plays. That was a disappointing, but I will say the one thing, and I'm not the only person who's identified this. San Francisco is no joke. They are starting to really string it together. They held New Orleans to no points. And when you only score 13 points and you're laying nearly double digits to cover the number, obviously is thin margins. But San Francisco right now is a team. We're going to be talking about them throughout the show. I'm really happy, and you know, it's been profitable to kind of stick with them. Their four straight wins, they've looked very impressive.
Yeah, I was on the other side. I was on that side, sorry, the bad side, the one that lost in that Washington-Atlanta game like you, Ben. And what's crazy, and I don't regret it. I do not regret this decision.
Neither do I.
But I got it. Well, look, I got, as soon as this thing was available, open this week or the week letting in, I got Washington at -3 with the expectation it would move. As soon as I saw it at 4.5, I cashed out the Washington ticket and jumped on Atlanta. I don't know how profitable long-term that strategy is, how idiotic it was moving forward, all the ins and outs and the gray area of it. But I start to look at Atlanta in a spot where they're getting a hook at 4, north of that key number at 3. I just felt so much better about Atlanta +4.5 than Washington -3. That killed me. What's great, and I'll give a hat tip to you, Ben, because you were on this before, and I think anybody that at least we have here, and that was Pittsburgh. And it wasn't just Pittsburgh on Monday night. It's just this continued profit, money-making, get rich, not even a scheme, but plan, which is Matt Ryan is going to kill your bets. He's going to fucking kill you every single week. And if you bet against Matt Ryan, chances are you're going to be profitable. So that was the best. All right, time's running out. You only have a day or so left. Depending on when you're watching this, you may only have like a couple of hours left to jump on this BetMGM promo that we've been telling you about. Everybody here on the entire channel has been telling you about how you could turn $10 into $200. For whatever reason, we're not here to judge. We're just here to change and correct. You have chosen not to sign up at BetMGM. As a first-time user, you now can turn $10 into $200 nearly immediately without doing anything. We're going to do the hard work here for you. So all you have to do is click this link below that we have on this video here for you. It's going to bring you to BetMGM. It's going to take about 90 seconds for you to put your information in and link an account. You can link your PayPal account, what have you. That's the easy part. Then deposit 10. You only need $10. This isn't some $1,000 overwhelming type promo. All you need is $10 in your account. And then immediately, if Team USA hasn't played by the time you're watching this, go ahead. Who doesn't want to slam Team USA, have a little American flag behind you, and watch Team USA knock off the Netherlands? But that $10 wager on Team USA, or maybe you missed it, it's Australia, or maybe you want to take a shot at Poland +950. A lot of dogs coming up big here in the World Cup. It doesn't matter. Immediately take that $10 and put it on any money line wager here in the World Cup. As soon as somebody scores a goal, that's going to turn into $200. It's simple. It's easy. We've already done it here for you. The hard work is done. So now there's no excuse to sign up at BetMGM and be a part of what we're doing here, shopping odds. You have to be a part of Odd Shopper and multiple books in order to take advantage of all the value that we have out there. So click the link below, sign up, link your account, deposit $10, and then bet it. Team USA, you can take Australia, Poland, Senegal, what have you. As soon as the team scores a goal, that's 10 into $200. All right, we have to look at this week. We have a bunch of leans. We have some locks. We have some heavyweight plays. And then there's this, the smash spot. Now, look, we're going to get to some dogs. Lofty is going to break a tie here. I don't even know if he's prepared for this ahead of time.
Always prepared.
Okay. Just making sure, man. Just making sure. All this is done without very much as far as like conversation ahead of time. But in this case, this is all about smash. This is all about the most confident plays we can possibly find. So each one of us has a side that we're going to smash, and each one of us has a total that I was going to say an under, but I stopped short, a total that we're going to smash. All right. So Raza, why don't you kick things off? What side are you smashing first?
So I'm going to save a little of this for a future segment too, because I know this is a game that we have differing minds here, but I'm going to throw out the team that I already alluded to in the San Francisco 49ers to get another win. You can find 3.5 out there against this Miami Dolphins team. The Niners defense, just look at any metric and you're going to see rank number one because they're first in like everything. Incredibly strong. Offensively, they're good enough. They've got prolific weapons all over the place. I think Miami hitting the road, and I know we're going to discuss this more at length, so I'll save some of it, but I think Miami hitting the road is a tough spot. I will lay 3.5 points with the Niners, my favorite play of the week.
Yeah, you were on this when we talked way earlier in the week.
Yep.
I've seen a lot of different thoughts on this game for sure. So we will break a little bit of a tie. For me, it's the Cleveland Browns, and this has nothing to do with nothing to do with the Deshaun Watson narrative.
nothing at all.
No, literally nothing. I'm telling you right now.
Making sure. I believe you. I was just checking.
I don't believe you.
Here's why I think narratives are dumb. Because who knows? Maybe Houston's more fired up to face Deshaun Watson. And even though they're terrible, they keep it somewhat close. That's not what it is. This comes down to Nick Chubb, all right? This comes down to Cleveland's ability to dominate on the ground. Let's just look at these teams objectively, right? I probably would lay 7 if Jacoby Brissett was a quarterback. Let me put it to you that way, okay? Deshaun Watson, by the way, these receivers, he's got so much zip on the ball. I'm watching all this practice film, and they're just dropping everything. So good thing they had practice. Guy's got some zip. The whole, and it's funny because, like, you know, all of with all of the anti-Deshaun stuff going on, I don't get into this stuff, and I'll tell you why, boys. Because guess what? You know what's going to happen? Next season, when everyone tends to forget about everything, all the people that said all this stuff about Deshaun, you know, justifiable stuff, no doubt. But like, oh, I'll never bet on him or I'll never do this. They'll be the ones that are like, dude, smash the Browns this week. And then it goes, well, what happened to last December, pal? They don't care, right? Because everything blows over. Sorry, we're getting into the weeds a bit here.
Yeah, where are you going?
Hold on, you know I'm right, though. It happens every single time.
I mean,
every single time. You don't get into this stuff. That's why.
Well, no, I don't get into it. I just separate. Listen, if he's on the field, you have to. What are you going to do? Not say like, well, I refuse to acknowledge him.
People do that. And it's insane.
But at that position, it's one thing if it's an interior lineman.
I look at these guys, and I'm not saying off the field, but on the field, you look at them as a number and you look at the, like, that, that's all it is, right?
Okay. I get this with Joe Mixon all the time. We've talked like, you're a Joe Mixon fan. It's like, I'm not talking about anything else except if I think he's going to score touchdowns in this game. So I get it. My one question to you, Lofi, and then obviously, Eitan, I want to hear what you're doing with your jangles craziness, but would you rather have Brissett just less variables? Because you're talking about just Nick Chubb dominating them. Like, do you worry that the variance is actually increased with Deshaun Watson?
No. I think it's a completely fair question. But Deshaun, like, I know he hasn't played in a while. He's still a
elite QB, yeah.
This guy's really good.
That's the reason, though, Luffy. He hasn't played in a while. And I think that this is a first start out of a double-A rehab.
But here's the thing, Eitan. Let's just say he's not great.
He doesn't need to be great. That's my point.
Like, Nick Chubb is, I've always said this, I think you could put Nick Chubb up there with Derrick Henry as the best pure rusher in the league.
Yeah.
He's dominant. He's purely dominant. Houston's allowing almost 5 yards per attempt on the ground. Their secondary is you know, clearly in the bottom half of the league. How does this game stay close? This would be my question to you if you guys aren't on the same side. And I pushback. But you think about it. Damian Harris over the last two games has 16 or 15 carries for 16 yards.
Pierce.
Because you have to do, and they have what, Kyle Allen starting at quarterback? All you have to do is just, even with the Browns defense, they're a pass funnel defense. That's great in a spot like this, because then you say, well, just not let Damian Pierce run on us. And we'll force Kyle Allen to throw the football. So I just, narrative or not, Deshaun Watson and Jacoby Brissett, Cleveland's a significantly better team than Houston Texans. That's all.
Yep. No argument. I don't think from either one of us. I got in Seattle -3.5 on a look at, this was before the game was played, in which they did lose, but this was all about the Rams and just how inept they were. You've got Perkins Restaurant out there now. This is just a rough scene for a team. 3-8, right? Straight up on the year. I don't think they've covered a spread since their bye week. This is just a bad spot. You have Seattle, where all of the talk about the great, the bad, and overachieving, and Pete Carroll and Geno's, all of that boils down now to this game, where it's like, you just can't afford to slip up. Like, you have a lot in front of you. I think this is a very focused Seattle team after what happened last week. and they can't afford to come in and just say, oh, yeah, it's the Rams. It's a division opponent that they know. And I think that they're going to actually get up for this team and beat the shit out of the Rams. So I like Seattle minus 3.5. Love them. The fact that it's moved 4 points now in my favor.
Right. But hold on. You're giving out picks on this show, right?
Yeah, that's like what I wanted to ask you.
Nobody can get 3.5 anymore. So are you laying 7.5?
So it has to be current is what you're saying?
Well, that's an amazing pick. But I wanted to ask the same question as Lofty. If I had 3.5, everyone, you're jumping on that. You gave it out in our
Discord.
Why
didn't you then? I did. What? I told people on the Discord.
I told Ben about it.
I should have tailed.
I told Ben about it too, Seattle. And he said he was going to smash the Rams.
All right, I'm waiting.
So I'm waiting for it to go to 9. Then I will bet the Rams.
But I'm saying we got an audience that's looking for spots. They can't find that. That's gone. That's in the ether.
Well, yeah, I was using that as also.
You're just bragging that you got. Yeah, you're just bragging that you got.
All right. Give me Kansas City. All right, how about
why you're shadow banned? Just for the record.
Probably. Elon Musk is sitting there like, see, I told you idiots. All right. I'll give me Kansas City minus 1.5. Is that okay? Do you want that?
Take absolutely. The Chiefs
minus that's 1.5. A good one. I almost used that myself.
All right. Here's what I'll give you. Okay. Cause I know I wasted a ton of time already on Seattle. I'm going to give you the years. Forget about what happened. 2004, 06, 08, 09, 2013, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2020. In all of those years, Andy Reid was knocked out in the playoffs. The very next time outside of Dallas in that 09 scenario, Andy Reid came back and won. So we talk all about Bill Belichick's playoff revenge stuff that just burned up in the air last night against Buffalo. How about a guy who was actually holding teams to it, including beating the Bucs earlier this year, 41-31. The last time, of course, they lost to Tampa Bay, it was in the playoffs in 2020. I love Kansas City in this playoff revenge scenario here. Minus 1.5. That's my super smash.
All right. Get in there nice and deep like.
Isn't your crazy stat supposed to be in a couple segments? You jumped the gun, my friend.
Oh, that's nothing. Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
that's
no,
nothing.
No. I went back to 1990 on this one.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Did you guys see there was actually reverse line movement on that game last night? That surprised me a little bit.
On the Thursday night game?
Right. From everything I saw, all the money, or majority of the handle was coming in on Buffalo, and that line kept moving towards New England.
I was at 4. I saw it drop to 3.5. What did it close?
New England definitely took money. There's no doubt. Yeah, like my static pools were frozen at 4.5, and it closed certainly not at 4.5.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep it moving here. We've got totals here to get to. We still have all these other segments. All right. So just an idea. We're going to build a parlay. We're going to go a live dog, give you our favorite dogs here. What the hell am I talking about? Is pretty. I love that. Also some player props, but Lofty. This was your idea. I love it here. We'll go from sides to totals now. You technically it's Ben, but why don't you start?
I'll go back to the one bet that has made me money all year long. Under in Broncos games. Right? Until it stops hitting, I have zero reason not to continue hitting the under in Broncos games. And you when you actually look at this team. They are it's the perfect storm. It's a perfect recipe, perfect ingredients. The defense, while they're all pissed at Russ, they're not going to come out there and just not play. And let's also, can we not ignore the fact either that this Baltimore team finds ways to screw up scoring opportunities every single week? It really is remarkable. This team could be 11-0.
It's crazy. You know,
it's nuts.
Outside of the Chargers, is there a dumber team with the lead?
Raiders have blown some huge leads this year.
Yeah, but they also just overall suck. But you're right.
I don't think they do.
You're right.
They're definitely worse than
you're right. No, you're right. You're right. You're on to something. Okay.
But I mean, look at this. Yeah. Broncos totals 33, 38. That was Las Vegas. That was overtime. So you're going into at regulations 30, 32, 27, 38, 25, 35, 21. The Raiders game was the only game that's gone over all year. 21, 25, 33. They keep setting these at high 30s, but they're not even coming close to that.
Yeah.
And with Baltimore making big mistakes, turning the ball over, not being able to close games out, with Broncos defense being as bad as humanly or offense being as bad as humanly possible, Give me the under 39. This is actually one of the rare games where I would look to lay the points on Baltimore and take the under. Usually when there's a spread that big, I'm not looking to lay 8.5 and also take the under. But like, this screams last week Carolina game. Like, this screams 20-3 or 17-3 type game to me in Baltimore.
All right, under 39.5, Broncos Ravens for Lofty. Ben?
I'm going to go. So this is a game that's been going against me, but I think that I've timed it where there's time to buy back. I'm going under 45 in the Jets Vikings game. 44.5 is out there too. I'm okay with that. Obviously I prefer 45. If you can find it. I think this is just a simple overreaction to what we saw last week. Obviously Lovie already said this. It's clear upgrade at quarterback for the Jets. But I also think, I mean, what, the defense that was put on the field against the Jets last week was non-existent.
Worst in the league. They're the worst in the league right now.
Yep.
It's non-existent. And the Vikings, say what you want about them, they will put out a better product than that. They're a 3-point favorite at home. I think both these quarterbacks will have moments of success. I really respect the Jets defense have all year. And I definitely think that Mike White will have more trouble in this game. This is a overreaction to a Bears team under 45 in the spot.
And that Jets defense is legit.
Really good.
Oh, no, they're traveling. No, absolutely. I'm going to complete the trio of unders here. And this is now at 44.5. I still think that's fine. And the big reason is when you look at the Eagles-Titans game, the two big things that should jump out, and it's one on each side, is that neither defense really wants the other offense on the field, right? Like, the Eagles don't want to face Derrick Henry, and nobody in the NFL wants to face Jalen Hurts. And the kicker here is that both teams' offenses have the ability to stay on the field. I think you're going to see big plays, chunks and stuff on the ground, but you're also going to see a cognizant effort on both coaches to keep the other guy's main person off the field. I don't think this is a run up the score on the Eagles side, mainly because I don't think they can based on how they've been playing. And I think the Titans actually, we'll talk about this, but I think this is a 40-41 type total in this game that keeps it closer than not. So under 44.5 for me, all three of us with others. All right. In my head, I hear that the people's court here. And I don't even know who the judge is now. They changed the judge like every, it's probably Steve Harvey on people's court or something right now. I don't know. Maybe he's a judge. Everybody's got a, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a Judge Raza show in like the next 2 years coming on your local CW network, but it's time to break the tie. What happens here every week? We have a game. We have something in which two of us are on opposite sides. And the third person who couldn't give a rat's ass about this game, in this case, in this week, it's Lofty, is going to split the baby, hopefully not, and break the tie and side with one of us. All right. So, Ben, the floor is yours. We fast forward now to the closing arguments here. Why don't you tell us the game that we're on as well as the side that you're on?
First off, I should be a judge. That would be good for society.
Everybody would be guilty. What are you talking about?
No, that's
no chance.
Right? Don't be committing crimes.
Ben wouldn't even listen to the. He would just slam the gavel.
Not only would everybody be guilty, but everybody would receive the same punishment.
Yeah, that's
not
true. And it wouldn't be a good one.
No.
Couldn't be further from the truth. One day we'll get into the justice that should be. But we got the Niners and we got the Dolphins. We talked about this game. I'm going to make my case right now for the San Francisco 49ers. They've won four straight. They are rolling. They've got all pros seemingly at every position. Yards per play, sixth on offense, first on defense. Points per game, 15th on offense. That's fine because they're first on defense. Opponent yards per game, first on defense. They're the best in the league. They're getting healthier by the week on defensively. You can't run against them. Miami has one out, and they've got elite, elite talent with Waddle and Hill and Tua, but I worry about what's going to happen when the San Francisco pass rush gets to him. They will make enough plays on offense. They're at home. Miami's been living really well in Miami. This is not there. San Francisco rolls them this week.
Rolls them.
Yeah.
Now, full disclosure, at 4, 3.5, I do think there's a subtle difference. I jump in at 4, but I'm standing by it at 3.5 here because you're still at the hook. You mentioned you just slowly excuse away that San Francisco is 15th in the NFL in scoring. How about putting up 30 plus points per game in each of your last four games? How about being undefeated when your quarterback is starting and ending games with what Tua has done here? The offense is fantastic, and it's going to put the most test slash pressure on this San Francisco defense. And I'll leave you with my favorite little thought here, right? And this isn't even what you're thinking slash the crazy stat narrative type of the day. This is legit logic that I think I'm going to apply here. Mike McDaniel has not just his own self, but others who have come from that building. There is inside information that they will use here. I know that they're missing a key player on their offensive line. The Niners look like they're going to get a key player back, both Armsteads, if you will. But I trust that Mike McDaniel and his cohorts in Miami have a better feel about what's going on inside the San Francisco building than Kyle Shanahan can say about the Miami building. This Miami team is still looked at as a little brother, as a team you can beat up on. I like the high fly power offense. I took them on the money line, Ben. I took them to win the first half, Ben. I took them plus four, Ben.
Sure.
I love this because this isn't just both of you guys having a lean. This is,
yeah, that's a good one.
Emptying his bankroll into Miami and Ben saying they're going to roll them.
Now, full disclosure, though, real quick. The last time I just told you about playoff revenge, the last time, Lofty, and I'm offering this up, so maybe I'm throwing mercy upon the court here, but the last time Ben and I went head to head was Thursday night in college basketball, and it did not end well for me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Eitan, it's time for redemption. And I would be a far more magnanimous judge than Ben would. Ben would just be, you know, like House of the Dragon, where he just chops the guy's head off as he's speaking. I don't think you'd give him a chance.
Depends what he did.
That's fair, actually.
Shocking.
Well, all right. Our
it's like everything. What a stupid idea. Then I get a text 6 months later, like, hey, remember that thing you told me? Like, actually made a lot of sense.
You don't say. I've never said that. Mm-hmm. All right.
What's your ruling, Judge?
Yeah. Just kill him. Straight Dumb and Dumber style. I'm going with Eitan here. And here's why. First of all, this is, again, I'm listening to your arguments, right? This is not a spot that I feel nearly as confident in either of you guys on either side. But
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
While the San Francisco defense is very good, you're talking about the Saints. Yes, they shut them out. But Saints offense right now, they stink, okay? Arizona Cardinals with Colt McCoy in Mexico City. Chargers was a 22-16 game. I honestly, well, I'm pretty sure that was a game where you were down a bunch of offensive weapons as well for the Chargers. And then the Rams, they don't count as a legitimate football team anymore. The last legitimately good offense that the 49ers have faced was the Kansas City Chiefs at home. They lost 44-23. Again, that's only one game. I still believe this 49ers defense is fantastic and this team is getting healthy. No doubt about that. But I have a very tough time looking at this offense for Miami and just being like, nah, they're going to get shut down. And I know they've had some good, easy matchups when it comes to opposing defenses as well. This is a very difficult team to stop right now. So I'm not betting Miami money line. I'm not even betting this game, but I think Miami can keep this tight enough. I know, Ben, you say they roll them. That is an interesting take to me. You could see this being just a blowout, huh?
Yeah, I think if they get pressure, a lot of pressure, that Miami might have to go back to the drawing board. And, you know, we're not going back and forth. The judge has ruled. So
yeah, the judge has ruled.
I'll take my punishment, but we will see. And we will revisit this next week.
All right. I'm going to give you something. I'm going to try to mine something here each and every week. And the goal is to see Ben Ross's head explode like something out of a cartoon. We'll see. Every now and again, we get that level of reaction from Lofty. Although I think he just gets a kick out of this shit too, as much as I do. So I'm
going to absurd.
Exactly. And I'm going to try my best to keep this specific to the NFL, but it's hard. Every now and again, I get something so outlandish that it does speak to the heart of Ben in college. Don't worry. This is an NFL trend. All right.
By the way, we don't know.
No,
we do not. I didn't read it. I know it's, I didn't read it. I like to be surprised when I hear these absurdities that, that you're about to rattle off.
Well, that's the thing. And I didn't tell you what team this is either. So maybe you can guess or take a shot at it. All right. Here is the trend. Since 1990, this trend is 13-1. Playing any 500 or greater NFL division road team with triple revenge exact if they are facing a team coming off a double-digit loss. All right? So, once again.
Read that again. Yeah.
You're worried about if you read it. He just said it, and I don't know what
I don't understand it either.
What?
All right? Since 1990, this trend is 13-1. That's 93%. Take any team that's 500 or greater, right? That's a division team on the road. Okay. So now you need a division game where a team is on the road above 500. That's easy. Seeking triple revenge exact, meaning they've lost the last three head to head. They've lost the last. What?
It has to be three. That's what exact means.
Correct. Correct. Okay. It has to be the last three straight exact.
Good.
If they are taking a team who, again, the opponent is coming off a double-digit loss. Now, as crazy and as wacky and as wild and as crazy and as shitty.
Don't say the team yet either.
No, but I just want you to, once you know and look at the team, it starts to make, it's like when everything is out of focus and you get like one or two pixels, you don't get the whole thing, but it starts to make that level of sense.
And this is a divisional game, you said.
Correct. With a team that's 500 or greater on the road, who has lost three straight head-to-head, taking on that team that it just comes off a double-digit hammering.
Seahawks.
Thank you. Now, doesn't that make sense? Come on. Wait a second. Real quick, Lofty. Pete Carroll, all right? This guy holds grudges like your boy Gaddafi, right? Like all these guys out here, right? Right.
Boy Gaddafi? Yeah.
No, what? We were talking about it ahead of time. That's all. Not what? He's not your boy.
Don't Kanye me, man. That is.
We were having a conversation ahead of time. So your boy is just like, you know, remember that. It's not like I don't want people thinking like, hey, man, you know,
we were having a conversation about dictators. I was not
and Libya. Libya came up. Yes.
Conversation about dictators. But that's my point here is you're looking at a guy, Pete Carroll, who has lost three straight to this team, taking on a Rams team that is basically begging to be put out of their misery. Come on.
But listen, I'm with you, but in essence, you just could have been like, this team used to be a lot better than this team, which is why they used to beat them all the time. And now they're a lot worse than that team and don't have a quarterback.
I can't wait to hear what that is.
Right?
I don't even have
it. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, well, I just...
No, you're not wrong.
So first of all, in 32 years, this has happened only 14 times.
Correct.
Yes, probably because what we're seeing out of the Rams this year coming off is like, it's not unprecedented. It happens. But how often is it that a really good team just becomes so bad over the course of like seven calendar months?
Yeah, I mean,
it's Super Bowl hangover. They lost their quarterback who sucked anyway. Yeah, every now and again.
Yeah, no, the segment lived up to what it was supposed to do, which was just fuel my rage of why I should be a judge.
I've been looking forward to this because we've given you smash spots. We've broken the tie here. And the dog in that Miami San Fran was more just about side. So we've saved this. We've kind of set aside our favorite underdogs of the week. Each one of us has a live dog that we're going to hit. So, Ben, why don't you take over and let us know where your radar popped up to really maximize some plus money here.
Yeah, so obviously when you're taking dogs, you're taking a team that's either in a tough spot, facing a great opponent, probably on the road. But I'm going to a team that I feel like they're built to cash these type of tickets, and that's the Tennessee Titans. You can get them plus 180 across all the books. I'm on Odd Shopper right now. And we've just seen time and time again, you know, the Titans They just show up. They're in games. Even when they had Malik Willis, they went into Arrowhead in that game. And now they take on your boys on the road with the Philadelphia Eagles. And we've talked a lot already that I think the Eagles maybe weak link, and we'll see personnel wise, is stopping that run. And we know that Tennessee can wear you down on the season, 23rd for the Eagles defense and opponent yards per rush. I worry a little about this game, and it's the type of game I look at. I think that Tennessee will be in the game. I think it's a four quarter game. So if you're going to give me nearly 2-1, that is my definition of a live dog.
I love it. Picked him this morning. Sure, Lofty. You didn't have
I think
it on.
The Eagles win too this early. Game. I mean,
so do I, for the record. I just think at plus 180, you're getting enough value. Sure.
Yeah.
I think the Titans win outright, to be honest with you. 21-20 would be my score.
See, this is how Eitan got the Redskins or the Commanders pick, because he's just picking against the Eagles every week.
That's not true. I had him beating the Packers. I was
on,
look.
No,
I,
you said on this show that you think the Packers.
No. We didn't have a show last week. I just slacked the two of you.
You're right.
Wait a second. I have a pinned sheet that has every single college and NFL play I've made all year.
I said you're right. I'm sorry.
Who built that sheet?
I'm used to going back and forth with my wife where she doesn't say that. I'm sorry.
No. You're right. Yeah.
All right. Titans plus 180. I'm with you, Luffy. You like the Eagles to win the game. That's fine. But you have another one, though.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no dogs. Let me just be clear. There's no dogs I really feel great about this.
Okay.
I threw the Giants out there, but I don't really even like it that much because it's the only one I could think about that, you know, it's a set. We got to throw something out there, right?
Yeah.
It's the only one I get. And I wasn't about to put like 1 point. Like if I wanted to, I'd go, oh, bet. Well, actually, because no, the Lions aren't even a money line dog. They're just +1. I think the money line's -110. So, I think divisional game, right? Divisional game. There's a little bit to like there for the Giants that could just kind of surprise them. They've been playing poorly though. Like I'm about to convince myself otherwise at this point, because the Commanders have a good run defense and there's really just no offensive firepower through the air for the Giants to speak of. I'll throw it out there +115. Cause if I was going to bet the Giants, I would just bet them to win instead of betting them at 2.5 point dogs.
Yep.
But I don't have a dog that I really like on the money line this week.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all, especially, I mean, they're at home. You're getting plus money. It's a division game. They're not favored. And I know that there was a frustrating loss, but still that cover to the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. And I think you did exactly that. You found something that makes sense, even though you may not absolutely love it. So plus 115 is definitely the play. For me, and again, I had this on here. This is my big one. For me, it was just Miami, and we went back and forth on it. I'm not going to kick a dead horse or beat it or shoot it, what have you. I even got the judge on my side, so I'm going to take my victory, head down, tuck it, and go with it. But plus 172 was what I found. And it's similar to Ben, where I think I'll just add this, where even if they don't win, there's great value, I think, for a team like Miami still going up against a squad like San Francisco. Similar scenario to that with the Titans. Where are the player props? What's going on here? I want to bet player props. I come to the Discord for Lofty's player props. What the hell's going on? All right, we got you here. Why don't you take over, my friend, and start where we have any radar that you have on some player props this weekend. Some interesting opportunities, by all means, to take advantage of.
Let's do it, man. I think you'll like this one. I'll start with the first leg. A.J. Brown over 74.5 receiving yards.
Oh, yeah. Revenge.
Let's break this down a little bit, right? Tennessee Titans ranked #1 in run defense at DVOA this year, according to football. They're very, very good run defense, okay? Got some issues on that defensive line right now. We'll see how that clears up for them, but very good run defense. A.J. Brown facing his former team. Take that for what it's worth. Some people like that. But more than anything here, the guy is an absolute monster after the catch. As long as he's not fumbling, right, Eitan?
Yeah.
Not great the last couple of weeks, but absolute monster after the catch. They didn't need to throw last game all that much. They ran for 363 yards. Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts combined for over 300 yards on together. But this is one of those games where the Eagles have a very unique pick-your-poison type of offense. You could have Jalen Hurts running. You could have Miles Sanders or, you know, the committee of backs behind them running. You can air it out. You could go, you know, intermediate. You could go deep routes or deep balls. They figured out ways to score on in any capacity they want. This feels like an A.J. Brown game. where you need to throw the ball more often. He gets involved. Jalen Hurts said it during one of the media sessions earlier this week too. He's like, you know, you like to get him more involved than he has been, even, you know, like even more, something like that. I just think this is a, you know, one of those double digit target games for AJ Brown. And I'm going to parlay that with a second leg, Nick Chubb over 91.5 rushing yards. I think you could get, you know, easy century mark plus from Nick Chubb this week. I wouldn't be surprised if this comes up even higher before we get to kickoff. It's a little bit late in the week. So, but plus 218 for both of them. Nick Chubb could run down this Houston Texans team's throat this week and just run it up all game long. Plus, if you're looking at the splits between him and Kareem Hunt, last week, Nick Chubb saw his highest split of the whole season. 80% of opportunities among those two players in the backfield went to Nick Chubb. That means a lot to me.
Man, plus 218, two-leg player prop parlay to open things up.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Raza, good luck topping that, man.
Yeah, I don't know if I can top that. I will say.
That's awesome, Lumpy.
I am on board with the Nick Chubb. I don't mind rolling that into what I'm going to talk about. This is more of a macro buy. I like to do this particularly with quarterbacks, particularly when there's new quarterbacks, and it's Kenny Pickett's rushing yards prop. It's just stuck at around 20. It has been for a while, and he's hitting that number more often than not, and I don't know why that's really going to change. It seems kind of indifferent to the matchup, and I actually like this matchup, and we'll talk about why in a little bit. But he had 6 for 32 against the Colts, 14 for against Cincinnati, 51 against New Orleans, 37 against Philly. He can move. This guy, he's got a double-digit scramble basically in every start. He gets out there, takes it when he needs. He's not a running quarterback per se, but he's definitely got some dual threat ability. And anytime, one of the things I correlate with rushing QBs is kind of the sack rate and the pressure. If you get to me one extreme or the other, it sets it up. So if you're playing Dallas and they're killing you, you got to run for your life. You just have to. Atlanta's the complete opposite. They're dead last in the league in sack percentage, dead last. He's going to have all the time in the world, and there will be plays where no one will be open, and he'll just say, I'm going to take my yardage. And I think he does that more than a couple of times, and he pushes over 20.5, minus 115. I like that prop a lot.
Just bet it as you said it, my friend. Hopefully other people are doing this as well. Shit, you like anything you hear, just go ahead and bet it. Now I have you to put all three into a parlay. All right. I'm going to go right back to where we began here, where we started, and that's the Titans and Eagles game. And I'm going to give you a smaller version of somebody who is now finding his way in the offense, and I feel like definitely is going to be relied upon even more and is probably going to be lost in the whole A.J. Brown revenge narrative is who the Titans got to replace A.J. Brown. Now, he's not A.J. Brown, and I'm not arguing that Treylon Burks is, but there's just something that happens, all right? And you saw the way in which he got that touchdown, his first of the season, recovering the football. He's got the trust of Mike Vrabel. He's got the trust of Ryan Tannehill. He's got the trust of the offense now. I think Treylon Burks going over 3.5 receptions, getting 5-6 in that range where they're going to have to pepper him in order to move the ball. If, in fact, the Eagles slow Derrick Henry down, he is going to be their main target. So I go over 3.5 receptions for Mr. Burks. All right, time's running out. You only have a day or so left. Depending on when you're watching this, you may only have like a couple of hours left to jump on this BetMGM promo that we've been telling you about. Everybody here on the entire channel has been telling you about how you could turn $10 into $200. For whatever reason, we're not here to judge. We're just here to change and correct. You have chosen not to sign up at BetMGM. As a first-time user, you now can turn $10 into $200 nearly immediately without doing anything. We're going to do the hard work here for you. So all you have to do is click this link below that we have on this video here for you. It's going to bring you to BetMGM. It's going to take about 90 seconds for you to put your information in and link an account. You can link your PayPal account, what have you. That's the easy part. Then deposit 10. You only need $10. This isn't some $1,000 overwhelming type promo. All you need is $10 in your account, and then immediately, if Team USA hasn't played by the time you're watching this, go ahead. Who doesn't want to slam Team USA, have a little American flag behind you, and watch Team USA knock off the Netherlands? But that $10 wager on Team USA, or maybe you missed it, it's Australia, or maybe you want to take a shot at Poland plus 950, a lot of dogs coming up big here in the World Cup. It doesn't matter. Immediately take that $10 and put it on any money line wager here in the World Cup. As soon as somebody scores a goal, that's going to turn into $200. It's simple. It's easy. We've already done it here for you. The hard work is done. So now there's no excuse to sign up at BetMGM and be a part of what we're doing here, shopping odds. You have to be a part of Odd Shopper and multiple books in order to take advantage of all the value that we have out there. So click the link below, sign up, link your account, deposit $10, and then bet it. Team USA, you can take Australia, Poland, Senegal, what have you. As soon as the team scores a goal, that's 10 into $200. All right, so the three of us here are going to join forces and build a parlay. This is going to be a community parlay. Each one of us is going to provide a leg. And what I think is going to be the best part about this is how often we do this and two of the three legs hit so that we can turn around and say, what the hell were you thinking? And here's what I would say, right? Because I know that we have polls and we have a lot of stuff that we've done on these live shows. I'll just open this up to you and the community. This isn't you like Lofty. This isn't you like Rasa. But before we build our parlay in this Jenga segment, I'll throw it out to you in the chat. All right. What do you think? You set your own odds for who's going to lead the league in blowing parlay legs. Because I imagine that I'm the favorite because people are going to think that I'm going to come out with something outlandish. But I just wanted to put that out there. Because look, even Ben is not above screwing us over. That's all I'd say, Lofty.
It's debatable.
All right, let's do this. Our three legs. Which one of you wants to start here with this menagerie?
Go ahead, Ben. What do you got?
I'll start with a solid... Just, I'm not getting crazy. You know, there's going to be times where one of us, and that's kind of the concept of Jenga, we're going to put a live dog in there, really pump up the odds, or a money line favorite. And that's probably a little conservative. I'm going to go in the middle. I'm just going to take a straight bet with the Baltimore Ravens, a team that it's clear has some issues closing. And I'm not going to lie and say that they fixed them or it's an anomaly. Neither of those are probably true. But the thing I know even more certain then the Ravens' problems is that the Broncos are non-existent until they fire their coach. And I don't care where this is. You can still find 8.5. You can find sub 10 everywhere. They are taking money. The Ravens at home, there will be no letdown here because even if they do try to fumble it away, Denver will just fumble back. It doesn't matter. Baltimore is going to crush this team at home in a game they have to have. This is the base of our parlay. I am not going to be the loser that screws this up for us. Baltimore will cover this week.
I hear you. That's what I was saying. Like, you could really make an argument for betting Baltimore straight, laying the points, but also taking the under in this game because of how bad Denver's offense is.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. I'll go with the Browns here.
Good.
You know what, Ben? I was going to lay the points on the Browns, but we might not need to go with two of them. I might be able to just go Browns money line here and we still get decent odds.
I think we will. Let's see what it looks like.
Yeah, let's see. Browns, that's the team I like this week. And can I quickly,
yes,
can I throw out just one thought I had on some teasers this week?
Sure.
While we're on it. So there's some really interesting opportunities for three team 10-point teasers this week. You can get the Titans to +14.5, right? You can get the Cowboys down to 0.5. I'm not sure you need to tease them because they should route them, but you get them. They just need to win. Steelers at +1, you get to +11.
Love that.
And then I'll throw another team in there because you could do it however you want if you're talking three teams. And then the Lions, you can get to +11 too at home. And they just have not – they have played great football. So there's four spots right there, four of them being dogs, one of them being a favorite that you can tease down to 0.5. I really like some teaser pieces this week for three-team 10-point teasers.
That's a good point there, especially on those angles where you can move that up on a monster teaser. All right. Yeah. So the Browns money line.
Go Browns money line. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to add Seattle money line here. Again, this is a situation.
Very conservative.
Yeah. But look what it gets us, right? Where are we at now?
I don't know. I can't see it.
I can tell you. Browns money line, Ravens spread.
What? +276, right?
Yeah, we're still.
That's better than I thought it would be.
215. Yeah, like I'm fine. Like that's a full unit bet for me right here, this bet.
Sure.
I will say this is also, if you want to structure this slightly differently, you can take out my Ravens and you have a very easy three-team 6-point teaser. All three of ours, instead of going with your money lines, You're going to have the Ravens -2.5. You're going to have both of your teams around Pick'em. That's a perfect three-team teaser as well.
There's some great teaser pieces this week for, no doubt.
So what I would do, and I think on the way out, just to kind of tail that, would be to create the teaser and put a full betting unit on that. And now use this. And if you want to, I personally would still put a full unit on this, but you could also just put a half a unit at +215 on the parlay itself. Because I don't know how this teaser doesn't hit.
Well, it's a teaser, but
it's because Seattle, the bums that they are.
But I'm with you, Eitan. They look good. They look good.
So everybody likes a recap. Everybody wants to know what the hell we just talked about for the last hour or so and all the different segments that we had. And we figured the easiest way to do this is just to go around rapid fire and remind the world what the strongest play is that we have. And no, I can't go back to November 25th and say Seattle -3.5. I've been scolded multiple times over on that. So these are all current plays that are available to you on the board. We'll go Raza, Lofty, Shander, rapid fire before we get out of here.
So I am planting my flag with the Niners. I think they're the best team in the NFC, and I think they're going to show it this week. I really do. On the other side, continue to short the Broncos in any capacity that you can, whether it's teasers, parlays, money line pieces, I don't care. And then we've talked about some of the live dogs throughout this show. I think the Titans are in that game. So when I look at those teams, I'm backing good teams, top tier teams. I like that. Obviously, the prop world, things will emerge and, our Discord and whatnot. But for me, I'm sticking with the big dogs, the Titans, the Niners, the Ravens, some of the marquee teams across the league.
All right. So I've already told you guys where I'm at everywhere else, right? So let's just go wildly off the board. Let's go full Eitan Shander here.
Saving this. I knew there was something.
What have you
had
done?
This look on your face all show like you had something. Now, I'm not a poker player. That's Ben. But you just had something in your face.
Nick Chubb, 3 or more touchdowns, +1,200.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're going Eitan now, baby.
I love
it. It's rapid fire. I can't just tell. Oh, I like the Browns. You guys know that. Let's show some conviction here, boys. If you want 2 touchdowns, that's +310. But, let's not be a bunch of pussies. And let's go +1,200 on 3 or more touchdowns. Granted, listen, please bet responsibly. This is not a likely outcome here, but sure. This is one of those games where Nick Chubb could come in and absolutely, what I was looking for? I was looking for Aaron Jones, 3 touchdowns, because they don't have any of those up, just given all the question marks surrounding this game. But those 3 touchdown Aaron Jones games happen once or twice a year, right?
Not bad.
And a lot of times they happen against the Chicago Bears. He crushed them earlier this year. Their offense is god awful, or their defense is god awful. Keep an eye out for some Aaron Jones props this week once they drop.
All right, I'm going to leave you with this. 26-0, last 26 starts in November and December. That's Patrick Mahomes. This man does not lose, all right?
He's 26-0?
Last 26 starts in November and December. Check it.
Straight up, right?
Straight up.
All right, if it was covers.
Straight up.
That's still ridiculous.
I feel like that's almost crazier than
covering.
Well, yeah, but they're -1.5. So if they're going to they're going to win the game. That's my point.
For sure. And that's Ben, you're right, Ben. It's not crazier because they're going to be favored in almost all those games.
Absolutely. Yeah. So 26-0 straight up. He's winning these games. Sign me up, the Chiefs. And that's how we end rapid fire. Look, that's how we end the show. We appreciate you all rolling with us. For Lofty, for Raza, I'm Shander. We'll see you all. Thanks to Chris for producing. Hopefully you had fun. This is our new show, the new layout. So we appreciate the comments, the feedback, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that. Thumbs up, subscribe on your way out. And my goodness, this BetMGM promo is done on Sunday for the World Cup. So you've been sitting there waiting and waiting. Now jump in, $10 into $200. The link is there for you below. Play on any money line in the World Cup, Team USA, or anything. Poland, if Team USA already played. We'll see you next week.